This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 28th through August 4th, 2006.
At least 900 are dead in Lebanon, a third of them children, according to the most recent statements by Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Sniora. At least that number are expected to be buried under the rubble of their villages, where rescue workers are unable to reach under the heavy bombardment.
While the world's eyes are turned to Lebanon, the killing in Gaza continues. This week, the number of dead reached 177, over half civilians and 40 of them children.
These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
The nonviolent demonstration in El Khadr village near the West Bank city of Bethlehem changed course Friday when Israeli soldiers erected a metal barrier encased in barbed wire. Heavily armed and protected by the barrier, the soldiers allowed for no room to advance. Reaching Highway 60, the illegally built Israeli settlers-only road, is one of the main goals of the demonstration. The idea is to prevent Israelis from using the highway, which the government built to protect settlers on land illegally confiscated from the Palestinians, and to attract the attention of Israeli civilians passing by at the time. Around 18 Israeli soldiers, including snipers, faced 70 to 100 determined demonstrators. Six army jeeps and one armored personnel carrier were positioned just behind the barrier, prepared for clashes. An Israeli peace activist who participates in the weekly peaceful protest held every Friday in the village of El Khadr commented,
"Well, today's demonstration was mainly to keep the movement going, to have it every week. So we knew that this week is going to be a little slow, not too high fire, but it was important to continue having it. This is the ninth in succession every week, and there'll be plenty more, and we'll be more successful. We'll be on the road, and we'll be seen, and the message will be driven to the whole world."
Friday afternoon in Belain, west of the West Bank city of Ramallah, 300 people, including residents, international and Israeli peace activists, held the weekly peaceful protest, marched to the annexation wall today, and demanded that Israel tear down the 2-kilometer annexation wall in Belain to stop its attack on Lebanon, and to stop killing innocent civilians in Lebanon and in the Gaza Strip. One person was injured after Israeli soldiers fired sound bombs and tear gas at demonstrators.
The Palestinian Ministry of Health reported on Tuesday that the Israeli soldiers killed 177, over half of them civilians, and 40 of them children, since the beginning of its offensive Operation Summer Rain on June 27th. 872 residents, including 272 children, have been injured. This week alone, the Israeli army killed 18 people in Gaza, including 3 children. In one invasion, 50 tanks and bulldozers, under the cover of F-16, attacked the Strip's southernmost city of Rafah, killing 8 civilians, including a 10-year-old child, and injuring 20. Dr. Ali Musa, the director of Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital in Gaza, comments,
"So far, 8 killed and around 23 wounded arrived at the hospital. Most of the dead were severely dismembered, badly burned, and hardly identifiable. A number of them died at the spot because ambulances were unable to reach them. There have been 8 serious injuries out of the 23, as most of them were hit by missiles and artillery shrapnel. Most of the injured suffered severe burns, serious tissue damage, and body mutilation as a result of using international prohibited weapons, which we still don't know its components."
International humanitarian aid organizations have warned repeatedly of a humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip because of shortage of food and water and the cut-off of electricity since the beginning of the military operation and the closure of the Rafah crossing. A long line of food containers are now at closed military checkpoints around the border of Gaza waiting to be let through. The Rafah border crossing with Egypt has been closed for weeks now, and for weeks the Israeli army has not allowed European monitors to attend their jobs at the crossing. This just months after Israel said it was evacuating the crossing and leaving control of the border to third-party European monitors.
3 residents, including a child, were killed in northern Gaza when an Israeli fighter jet fired a missile at a civilian car in the city of Beit Lahia. 1 child and a woman were killed, at least 4 residents were injured, and a 13-year-old child died of wounds sustained a week earlier in a separate attack. In Beit Hanun, the village of Beit Lahia, a child was killed while he was standing in front of his house on Monday when Israeli soldiers shelled the area. Two more residents were killed when Israel shelled Deir el-Bala in central Gaza. Another two residents, including a 10-year-old child, died of wounds sustained in last week's attacks.
In the West Bank this Saturday, Israeli undercover units, backed by armored vehicles, invaded Nablus, killing two resistance fighters of Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad. In East Jerusalem, a Palestinian was killed when he attacked Israeli soldiers present at a checkpoint near East Jerusalem. He exchanged fire with them and injured two of the soldiers. Two of the 80 Palestinian officials abducted by the Israeli army 2 months earlier, legislator Hassan Khresha and Minister of Prisoners Affairs Wasfi Qabha, were released this week.
The Israeli High Court this week has upheld a request by far-right Israeli activists to enter Islam's third holiest site, the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, which is also revered by Jews as the Temple Mount. In its decision, the High Court said that Israeli petitioners, quote, will be allowed to enter Temple Mount during visiting hours. Chief Islamic Justice Sheikh Taysir At-Tamimi says that these groups are aiming at harming the holy sites, not only the Islamic ones in Jerusalem, but all of the holy sites in the occupied territories.
These groups reveal a Zionist plan to harm the Arab, Islamic and Christian presence in this country. These groups are trying to harm the holy sites which are the most important thing for humanity. The attacks against mosques and churches, the Church of the Nativity, and the attack against the Basilica of the Annunciation in Nazareth, the attacks against the Ibrahimi Mosque and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the destruction of hundreds of mosques in the occupied territories and churches in Gaza, this is considered a program of attack against holy sites like nowhere else in the world. Israel is undermining our faith and our holy places. It seems they are determined to do whatever it takes to undermine our dignity, pride, and honor.
But the court ordered the group's leader, Gershon Salomon, to stay clear from the area of the Temple Mount or the adjacent Western Wall. Salomon attempted to enter the area anyway and was arrested. The court also ruled that the far-right group, which counts only a few dozen members, should, quote, not be allowed to carry placards or act in a provocative manner, end quote. Palestinian member of the Israeli parliament, Mohammed Barakah, Palestinian groups and police have all warned that allowing the activists to enter the compound could even spark riots and have called on the Israeli prime minister to intervene and prevent any such visit. These provocative actions by the Israeli extremists against Al-Aqsa Mosque had previously sparked the Al-Aqsa Intifada in September 2000 when former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon entered the mosque. Thousands died in the years that followed. Israel conducted a large archaeological works around and under Al-Aqsa Mosque, which threatened the foundations of the holy compound, fearing of its collapse if continued. Adnan al-Husseini, the head of the Islamic Waqf in Jerusalem, comments.
The world knows that since Israel occupied the holy city in 1967, they have continuously conducted large archaeological digs around and under the Al-Aqsa Mosque and several areas in the old city. This digging hasn't stopped for 40 years. We look at these digs with a lot of anxiety and worry because they could harm the foundations. More than 80% of the archaeological digs have uncovered Islamic artifacts and some Roman and Byzantine artifacts. This is a history of an ancient city. Israel should not play games and jeopardize this history. The Israeli Authority is an occupying force and it should stop all of the digging. Most of these lands are Waqf properties. They are holy Islamic sites and Israel knows they should respect and not attack these properties.
The Lebanese Prime Minister Fuad Senora said on Thursday that more than 900 people were killed and 3,000 injured in Israeli attacks since the Israeli attacks against Lebanon began 3 weeks earlier. He added that 1 million people, a quarter of the population, has been displaced by the ongoing attacks. While Senora spoke, Hezbollah was firing hundreds of rockets in Israeli cities. An Israeli was killed after being hit by shrapnel near the northern border town of Nahariya. Also, one Israeli soldier was killed and four injured in the Lebanese border village Aita Eshab in an invasion to southern Lebanon. So far, 56 Israelis have been killed, including 37 soldiers, since the war began 3 weeks ago. On Sunday, the Israeli army dropped two bombs on a three-story building in Qana, a village in southern Lebanon, killing nearly everyone inside. 57 civilians, including 37 children, died in the massacre. The Israeli army refused to take responsibility for the killing, instead blaming Hezbollah and the victims themselves for their deaths. Israeli officials said that those inside the building should have left as Israel had ordered them to evacuate days ago, and thus it was their fault for remaining.
Many people in Lebanon have found themselves in similar situations, unable to leave their homes as Israel has bombed the vehicles of evacuating families, killing dozens. The Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert blamed Hezbollah for the death of the civilians, saying the Lebanese resistance fighters had fired rockets into Israel from Khana. Olmert then blamed the victims, saying they should have evacuated as the army had ordered them to do. However, an investigation conducted by the Israeli army found that no rockets had been fired from the village. The army now calls the massacre a mistake and says the intent was not to kill civilians. However, they continue to hold Hezbollah responsible for the deaths, saying the group uses civilians as human shields for their rocket attacks. Israel has been documented repeatedly as using human shields as a standard tactic of military operations. The U.S. vetoed the U.N. Security Council resolution to condemn the Khana massacre. The U.S. has vetoed over 40 U.N. resolutions concerning Israel's role in the Middle East.
And that's just some of the news from This Week in Palestine. For constant updates, check our website at www.imemc.org. As always, thank you for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Jackie Schoen,
Dina Awad,
and Ghassan Banoura.